areas. Number one, tax compliance for enhanced revenue collection. Number two, customer focus and collaboration. Satisfied and knowledgeable taxpayers. Number three, process efficiency for simplified, efficient and reliable business systems. And lastly, right people for committed, competent and high-performing workforce.
SSG Zambia Limited, your leading funeral insurance and services provider. In the untimely event of a loss of a loved one, we provide the following: body preparation, cash payout, luxury haste for transport, caskets of your choice, tents, chairs and refreshments. Get funeral insurance cover from as low as 48 kwacha in monthly contribution, with total benefits ranging from 18,000 kwacha to 100,000 kwacha. Visit our offices on plot number 170, Russia Road, Villa Elizabeta, UTH and Memorial Park Twin Pub, Kafiwe and Mumbwa, or contact us on 0977-652693 or 0956-529602. At SSG, Tisamala.
Turn up your radio. Good music lives here. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Chief Justice rebukes public attack on judges, calls for professional restraint. Government cracks a whip on ZAMSA, suspends strategic officers, admits calls for investigations. In international news, in Algeria, St. Augustine City anticipates Pope Leo's visit. And in sports news, 7 Eritrean players fail to return home after an international match.
And now, the Power FM News. And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. My name is Suilanje Mulenga. The government has taken decisive action against the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, by suspending board member Kigan Mwape, president of the Pharmaceutical Society of Zambia, along with other key strategic officers. These suspensions are effective immediately and are intended to enable thorough administrative and investigative procedures. In an official statement, Health Minister Dr. Alex Katakwe urged the Drug Enforcement Commission and the Anti-Corruption Commission to promptly launch investigations into the matters involving the suspended officers. Dr. Katakwe emphasized that the government will not tolerate inefficiency, negligence, or any sort of misconduct in the handling of medicines and medical supplies. He underscored that ensuring access to essential medicines and medical supplies remains a critical national priority. The suspended officers include Mr. Justin Mulimo, Manager Procurement Medicines and currently Acting Director Procurement, Ms. Diana Musa, Senior Procurement Officer and currently Acting Manager Medicines, who will be replaced by Mr. Julius Njovu, Mr. Bran Mununka, Senior Officer Procurement, to be replaced by Mr. Rodney Simuchimba, Procurement Officer, who will act as Senior Procurement Officer. Senior Officer Procurement Medicines. In a separate development, Chief Justice Momba Malila has urged members of the legal profession to pursue justice with integrity rather than public approval, warning that any erosion of judicial independence could undermine the rule of law. Speaking at the Law Association of Zambia Bar Bench Conference in Livingston, Justice Malila described judicial independence as the cornerstone of Zambia's constitutional order. He cautioned that weakening this principle would erode public trust in the courts and create room for impunity. Citing Article 18 of the Constitution, the Chief Justice explained that the right to a fair hearing depends on impartial courts that command the confidence of citizens. He emphasized that justice must not only be done, but must also be seen to be done, underscoring the importance of transparency, accountability, and reasoned justice. Judgment, I beg your pardon. Justice Malila also expressed concern over increasing instances of lawyers publicly attacking members of the bench. He further called on legal practitioners to exercise professionalism, restraint and ethical conduct, stating that criticism of judicial decisions should be constructive and pursued through established legal channels. Meanwhile, Lungisani Zulu, president of the Law Association of Zambia, noting the evolving nature of legal practice and need for continuous reform, he pointed to the expansion of continuing professional development CPD programs and efforts to modernize regulatory frameworks, including the recognition of limited liability partnerships as key measures aimed at strengthening the profession. Mr. Zulu described the bar and the bench as joint custodians of justice and democracy and called for open, honest dialogue beyond courtroom constraints. He noted the need for institutional seriousness and a shared commitment to bold, practical solutions to strengthen improve Zambia's justice system for the future. And chairperson of Liaison Committee and Supreme Court Judge Nigel Mutuna said the ultimate beneficiaries of enhanced cooperation between the bench and the bar are the clients and the citizens they serve. He noted that strengthened liaison between the two arms of the legal profession is not unique to Zambia, but is a recognized practice in many jurisdictions aimed at improving the administration of justice. Justice Mutuna said the liaison committee will continue to promote structured interactions between the bar and the bench to enhance judicial independence and advance the rule of law. In a separate development, government has cleared 3.5 million kwacha in outstanding payments under the Cash for Work program in Kabwe District, bringing the first phase of the initiative to a close. Kabwe District Commissioner Lennox Shimwambwa Jr. confirmed that the funds had been disbursed through local authorities to pay workers across all 29 wards. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Shimwambwa said the payments resolved delays experienced during the first phase and reflect government's commitment to supporting vulnerable citizens during the ongoing drought situation. He explained that the settlement paves the way for the second phase of the program under the 2026 revised Cash for Work initiative. Mr. Shimwambwa has since urged residents to wait for official communication before starting any new works, warning that previous challenges arose when people began working without council approval. He added that ward development committees and local councillors will guide the identification of project and work sites in the next phase. Meanwhile, the program continues to play a key role in reducing poverty by providing temporary employment. In Kabwe District alone, about 18,900 households benefited from the first phase with a monthly expenditure of over 3.2 million kwacha. Under the revised 2026 guidelines, participants will earn 600 kwacha for every 10 days of work.
We have cleared the outstanding date for Cash for Work. Remember, we had balances in the first phase. Central government, through our local authorities, have made a payment of 3.5 million. This now clears all outstanding Cash for Work outstanding amounts, which now takes us into second phase of Cash for Work, where now we expect our citizens to wait for the local authority to inform us when to start work. The last time we had a lot of these issues because the citizens were working without waiting for the council to tell them to start. We expect the WDC's councillors, once this program starts, to identify the works that need to be done so that we can have a smooth transition into the second phase. The last time in the first phase, we were taking in 18,900 households in Kawe District, where we've been paying 3.2 million kwacha every month. So it's a commitment from President Akainde Chema.
In entertainment news, Zambian musician Peterson Zagaze has urged upcoming artists to use their breakthrough success as a gateway to collaboration rather than competition with established acts. Speaking on the Kenny T One-on-One podcast, Peterson said many young artists struggle to approach big names like Yo Maps, Chilla One and Dismo early in their careers, but should leverage their first hit songs to open doors. He warned that a common mistake among rising musicians is viewing established artists as rivals once they gain popularity, instead of seeking mentorship and guidance. Peterson cited his own experience at the peak of his career when he engaged industry figures such as Danny, MC Wabwino and Ozzy with humility. He emphasized that success should not replace respect, adding that collaboration and learning are key to sustainability in the music industry. Peterson further noted